What is it? What do you want? Oh, it's you. Did you finish mowing the lawn? And the hedges, did you trim those? What about the gutters? Are the gutters clean? The last guy I hired forgot to clean them, and then when it rained, water poured into my... Okay, good. I suppose that's everything then. Well, I assume that you're looking to get paid. Fine, come inside. I'll get you your money. Now, where did I put my purse? Over here? No. So, young man, have you been enjoying your break from college? That's good. Of course, I'd assume you're at least trying to keep up with your studies during the summer instead of going out and partying every night like the other delinquents. Honestly, when I think of all the terrible things that you young people do when you get together alone, all the drinking and pot smoking and all that sex. You know, in my day, we were respectful of one another and we never resorted to... Oh, here's my purse. Okay, so it was 10 for the lawn, 5 for the hedges, and another 10 for the gutters, right? Right? Where did you... Hey! What are you... Put that down now. Get away from there. You little brat! How dare you! Didn't your mother teach you better than to go through a lady's private correspondence? Why, I... Yeah. That's a letter from a fertility clinic. Well, it's none of your business. Just put it down. Okay, look. Just promise me that you won't tell anyone about this. The fact is, I'm not getting any younger. And ever since my husband left me for that slut... I've realized that my chances of having a child are just getting lower by the day. So I've been looking into alternative means of conception. Yes, that's right. I'm looking for a sperm donor. You don't need to make it sound so vulgar. Well, I'll have you know that the search isn't going very well. My insurance won't cover the procedure, and the best quote that I received after contacting all of these labs was, God, around $10,000, and that doesn't even include the cost of medications, and God forbid it doesn't work the first time. Just, I've only been able to save around $5,000. And by the time I save enough for even one treatment, I'm afraid my time will be... What? You think you have a solution to my problem? Oh, I can't wait to hear this. How exactly are you going to help me? You want me to give you $5,000? Why on earth would I do that? What? Wait, you want to be my... You cannot be serious. Yes, of course I want a baby. Well, yeah, I guess it would be cheaper than a regular donor. And I suppose you could use the money to help with college. At least you could spend more time studying and less time mowing lawns all summer. You know, you are a pretty good-looking young man. Decent height, athletic build, a college education... I suppose you would make a good donor. Okay, hypothetically, if I agreed to go along with this, how would this work? Would you just go into the bathroom and fill up a cup? Oh, you actually want to have sex? Yes, I'm surprised. Why would a young man like yourself want to have... Just why would you want to be with a dried up old hag like me? You actually think I'm pretty? Oh, please. I'm old enough to be your mother. You find older women attractive, really? Okay, what exactly do you find attractive about me? My legs? Really? These flabby old things? Well, I do suppose they are a bit long and luxurious. My hair. Are you serious? I have all these streaks of gray coming in. But I guess the natural blonde parts do help make the gray a little more attractive. What else? My breasts? Oh, okay. Now I know you're joking. Perfect! You actually think my breasts are. Well, I would not call them perfect. My size? They're a 36, double D cup. Yes, they're quite large. Honestly, my ex-husband never really liked my breasts that much. He was always complaining about them being too big and saggy. And I suppose that's why he left me for that twig. But you actually like a woman with double D breasts? I have to say, I'm surprised you think of me this way. I just thought of myself as like this grouchy old spinster, unable to keep a man because she was past her prime. I figured my years of being called attractive by younger men were far behind me. But here you are, just telling me how beautiful you think I am, and even offering to be the father of my. You know what? Let's just do it. Yes, I'm serious. I mean, that is, if you're still serious about wanting to be with me. Why don't the two of us go to the bedroom and make ourselves more comfortable? I can't believe I'm actually doing this. What would the neighbors think? No, it's not like I don't want to. I do. I really, really do. I'm a little nervous. Well, it's been so long since I've been with a man, and I hope I don't disappoint you. What do you mean you don't think that's possible? What are you? Oh my. You certainly seem eager. I guess you really want this, don't you? I have never seen a man get so hard so quickly. Usually, my ex-husband needed me to stroke it for a while to get him ready. Are you really that excited to be with an old woman like me? You don't like it when I call myself old. Well, how exactly would you describe me then? Mature? A mature woman? I do like the sound of that. It makes me sound more experienced. I wasn't expecting. I always figured that young men like you were brash and hasty, always rushing and thinking about themselves. But you like to take your time and explore every inch of my body. Oh, so soft. So loving. It's like heaven. Here, sweetie. Let me take my top off for you. Now, why don't you be a dear and unhook my bra for me? That's it, baby. There we go. Do you like? They're not too big, are they? Perfect. Oh, aren't you so sweet? I love the way that you kiss me. The way that your kisses trail down my neck. Across my chest and over my. You're sucking on my. No, don't stop. Don't stop, sweetie. Don't stop. Just please keep going. Oh, do whatever you want to do with them. They're, well, they're yours. So good. Oh, I love the way that you suck my nipples. Oh God, it just makes my whole body tingle. Oh, I want, oh, I want. Wait, wait, before we do this, I want to try something. Let me just get down on my knees. Oh my goodness. Just look how stiff it is. God, your penis, it's just so hard. And the way that the veins pulse and throb when I squeeze it, it just makes me want to, what? You don't want me to say penis? What do you, oh, I can't say that word. Okay, okay, if you want to hear me say it that badly, cock. I like your cock. I like the way your thick, veiny cock throbs in my hand, and I want to suck it. I want to suck your cock. May I? May I suck your cock, baby? Thank you. Is this good, baby? Do you like the way I suck cock? You know, I've never done this before. No, not even for my husband. Only for you, baby. You are such a wonderful man. So kind, so considerate. And so willing to help give me what I need. You deserve this, baby. You deserve to have a beautiful, mature woman sucking your cock. Because that's what I am, right? A beautiful, mature woman. Tell me again, sweetie. Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me how much you love my long, luxurious legs. How much you love my soft and shiny blonde hair. How much you love my big, round, double D cup breasts. Tell me how much you love me, baby. Tell me you love me. Baby, take me. I need you inside me. Don't hold back. Just lay me down on the bed. Yeah, okay. Pull my panties off. Now shove that thick, veiny cock of yours deep inside of my warm, wet pussy. Oh, God. Dear God. Oh, God. It feels so good. Oh, God. The way you fill me, baby. I've never felt anything like this. Oh, God. Oh, God. Keep going, sweetie. Just God, thrust your cock deep inside of my fertile, mature pussy. You like hearing me talk dirty? Well, how about this? Fuck me. Fuck me, baby. Fuck my cunt with that thick, veiny cock of yours. That's right. I want it. Oh, I want you to fuck me hard and deep until you come inside of me. Deep inside of me. I want you to pump every drop of your seed deep into my fertile womb. Breed me. Get me pregnant. I want to carry your child. Oh, you're gonna come for me, baby. I'm ready, baby. Just come inside me. Pump me full of your sperm. Oh, fucking impregnate me. Incredible. God, easily the best 5,000 I've ever spent. I have never come so hard before. I didn't even think that was possible. And the way you filled me, oh, sweetie, the way you came so deep inside of my unprotected pussy, you must have gotten me pregnant. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sweetie. You have given me the greatest gift a woman could ask for. Yes, I suppose we will have to keep doing this every few days, at least until we know for sure. And even after we know I'm pregnant, there's no reason we have to stop. I'm sure if you want to pop in and say hi from time to time, I wouldn't be against it. Now that I think about it, I remember reading that a woman's hormones can really get wild when they're pregnant, especially when it comes to their sexual urges. I might need some help satisfying my needs. How would you like to come by and help me out a couple times a week? Maybe earn a little extra money while you're at it? After all, it beats mowing lawns all summer.